We're CJMQ, and we're interviewing the very talented Canadian artist Rose Cousins today, so welcome, Rose.
Thanks.
And Rose is going to be coming to the Eastern Townships. This is on Wednesday, November 12th, going to be doing a house concert, so that's very exciting, Rose.
Yes.
Okay. Do you do a lot of house concerts?
I do. They're nice to round out a tour that's done in venues as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you grew up on a potato farm in Prince Edward Island, and as I understand, you grew up loving music.
Absolutely, yeah. There's lots of music in my house. My mom and my sister are very musical.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you came from a large family. You're the second eldest of five children. And you used to learn to play, was it the piano, by ear?
Yeah.
Okay. And later on, when you attended college, I guess around 19, you hooked up with somebody and learned to play the guitar.
Yeah, there was a girl in my residence that had a guitar, and she showed me my first few chords.
Okay. And from there, what happened, Rose?
I got my own guitar at the end of my first year of university when I turned 19, and I just kind of played it lots and lots, and I started playing open mic nights probably just about 10 years ago, and after about 3 or 4 years of doing that, I started to play, actual shows and some of my own songs, and gigged part-time while I was working a full-time job, and then in 2005 I left my job and have been doing it ever since full-time.
Okay, and never look back, I guess.
Exactly.
Good. Now, you have one CD out, your first CD?
I actually have two shorter EP CDs, mm-hmm. but this last one that I released a couple of years ago is called If You Were For Me, and it's my first full-length CD.
Okay, and how would you describe the music? Is it more folk or a little bit of a crossover?
It probably fits best under the folk umbrella. I'm influenced by bluegrass as well, so there's a bit of a tone of that throughout the album as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you have won a lot of awards. This is quite impressive. You're the winner of the 2008 East Coast Music Awards Female Recording of the Year and 2007 Mountain Stage New Song Contest. What was the song for the New Song Contest on that one?
Well, what happens with the Mountain Stage contest is there are it's like a competition for like all of North America, and I was the Canadian winner for the Canadian division, and then I competed in New York with 12 finalists and was chosen out of the five winners to go and perform on Mountain Stage. So the songs that I played for that contest were Good Enough and Pale Love, which are both on my album.
Okay, that's great. That's quite an honor.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really cool.
Also, winner of the 2007 Nova Scotia Music Awards Best Folk Recording and Galaxy Rising Star. And winner 2007 PEI Music Awards Best Folk Recording and Female Vocalist. And you were also nominated for the 2007 Canadian Folk Music Award Best Solo Artist. So are you surprised by these awards, so many awards, or...?
It's been a really amazing year for me, starting from this time last year. It's been actually a great 2 years since I released my album, touring the record around, and I'm obviously very honored to have been recognized, especially in my home regions, as a part of the music community. So the awards are a pretty neat honor.
Okay, good, good. So that's a really big year for you.
Yeah.
And you've worked really hard, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's been a good time.
Okay. Now you've appeared on stage with a lot of big names, David Francie, Joel Plaskett, Bob Snyder, Ron Haynes, just a lot of them. How does this make you feel?
It's just, I've listened to a lot of these artists for a long time, and it's just really neat to kind of consider them colleagues and to have them as friends. It's just neat to, be such a fan of music and then be able to become a part of the Canadian music community. It feels great.
Wait, are you surprised by how far you come? Suppose if somebody told you this when you were growing up, would you be quite surprised, or?
Probably. I think I've always loved music. Music is kind of the thing that was always for me. I used to play the piano kind of like in solitude when I was a kid and mm-hmm. Always sang and things like that. It's something that I've always loved, and I think you know, I waited until I knew that I was really ready, which, you know, might be a couple years older than people usually start. But I think it's been, you know, probably the culmination of a lot of prep work, and so that when I did end up leaving my job and started on, I was kind of really ready for it and ready to work hard. And so I feel like the timing of everything has worked out.
Okay, you've come a long ways from singing with your mother and your older sister in the small church town when you grew up.
Right.
Okay, so Rose Cousins coming to the 26 University Road in Canton de Hatley, Quebec on Wednesday, November 12th, 2008. It's at 7 p.m. It's only $15. It's a house concert, and you must reserve because the space is limited. If you want to find out some more information, Rose, you have a couple of websites?
Yeah, my website is www.rosecousins.com and also myspace.com/RoseCousins, and those links are from my website as well.
Okay, and if you want to reserve tickets, you need to call Sue right away, Sue Bennett, 819-842-1698, or you can email her, SusanBennett86@yahoo.ca. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Rose?
No, I think I'm just looking forward to coming and playing in North Hatley. I've been in touch with Sue for a while. We've been trying to put something together, so if any of the listeners are interested in coming, I'd certainly love to have you.
Okay, is this your first time in the townships?
Yeah.
Okay, that should be quite a treat then.
Yes, it will
okay.
be.
Okay, thanks very much, Rose. All the best to you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Up next, we'll hear the song called Dance If You Want To by Rose Cousins.
Steps that you know, jump high.